Well, we've walked quite a long way since I last booed, right the way along the River Lee, past Spitalfields Newmarket, past the freight terminal, which brought back some memories. I worked there when I was at university, or polytechnic as it was when I joined, and university as it was when I left. I used to work there as a packing meat in the summer. It wasn't a particularly pleasant job. In fact, it was rather nasty. But it's just stunning. I mean, we've come to the, I guess, we've been walking all this way. We're only just at the other side of Hackney Marshes. There is hundreds of football pitches here, absolutely hundreds. And one of the tragedies of the Olympics, although it's going to probably bring a lot of benefits to the area, is that it's not clear how much of this land is going to be saved. I think they're going to be scrapping a lot of the football pitches. There is a hell of a lot of them, but I think that's an amazing thing to have in an urban area. I've taken a few photographs on my D50 just because it took from when I started recording the musical boo to here to upload because of the network dropout and stuff. Where I'm standing now, I can see in the distance Canary Wharf very clearly. I can see in front of that tower blocks and tower cranes, a hell of a lot of tower cranes. Now, if you think that maybe it would take three tower cranes maximum, more like two, to build something like Canary Wharf. These are huge cranes that you can erect in pieces. They can get as tall as you like. You climb them in situ, so you jack them up and then you insert a section. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I can see 18 tower cranes. Now, that's kind of Hong Kong airport construction size amounts. Obviously, this is all for the Olympics. It's just such a stark contrast, because whilst they cut a very slender figure on the horizon, so do the goalposts on the near horizon, and it's the cranes advancing on the goalposts that is certainly a little poignant for someone who's lived in the area for a long time. I only actually knew about the marshes. I didn't know about the riverside walk. It's absolutely lovely. As I say, taking some photographs. I'm going to continue on for a little bit, but Poppy's generally knackered. And I think I'll take a photograph of this view, and I don't think you'll be able to get the idea really from an iPhone photo, but let's have a go. You can probably see what I mean about the urban advance.